Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hi there, it's Emmy.
And I'm Petra.
Petra, we've done so good so far, considering this is our third show.
Yeah, everyone has a lot of good topics making these podcasts shine.
That's true. We are the hosts today, and you are listening to South End School LifeWires on 92.7 Hour FM. Wow, that's a mouthful.
Anyways, for this podcast, we have Kaylin doing a report on what life would be like on Mars, Cooper, Winter, and Mason doing a view on a football player, and a news report about our school from us, and much more.
Without a doubt, let's get into it. First up, we have us doing a news report on our school. This is a news report, a very important news report. We are coming to you live from South End School in Carterton, where aliens have invaded the school grounds and are impersonating as teachers.
This phenomenon was noticed but ignored earlier in the year, when a couple of students thought we saw a green on a teacher's hand. The students who wished to remain anonymous thought it was just paint, until all the teachers were showing signs of being really green.
One student is certain that they saw the caretaker covering up her skin with paint. Obviously, the aliens aren't very clever. We would have thought that with their advanced minds that they would have a better recipe for hiding their green skin. Rest assured that all of the students at South End School are still learning.
In other news, the front entrance to the school has had some much-needed attention and looks great. A big thanks to Richard and Tom for all the hard work. We have removed a fence, put in a new garden and a path, as well as planted a lot of plants to help add to the appeal.
We also have a new principal, Kim, as Miss Claire Crawford has retired and is hopefully enjoying a well-earned break and enjoying the beach and her grandchildren.
There's a new classroom on our backfield for Matai, our senior mainstream class, that has been stuck in the hall for years. We are very happy in the new classroom.
At the end of Term 2, we celebrated Matariki with a day full of fun activities and an evening of sharing soup and our lanterns with our families.
We are looking forward to Term 3 and the growing warmth from the sunshine. And don't worry about the aliens, they're fitting in really well. Don't mind their green skin. That was a good one to start with, don't you think, Emmy?
Yeah, it was funny. Wow, tough crowd.
Next up, we have a song. It's called Scar Tissue, picked by William. But first, we have William telling us about a song.
Scar Tissue. Red Hot Chili Peppers are a rock band from California, formed as a band in 1983. Scar Tissue is from the album Californication. That album was made in 1999 and one of their best from them. Four members, all friends at Fairfax High School in Los Angeles, California. Fun fact, Slash from Guns N' Roses went to Fairfax High School.
Sweet wind, call it fall, I'll make it to the moon if it happens. close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cause with the birds of share, with the birds of share this lonely view, and with the birds of share this lonely view, and with the birds of share this lonely view.
To it on a daily basis, but if someone played it, I would.
Totally. Remember, you're listening to us on Cell Phone School Live Wires on 92.7 Aero FM. Next up, we have Matilda doing a part of Aurora's. We'll let you find out more from her.
Hi, I'm Matilda, Year 5, and I'm talking about the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights. They form from the sun's solar flares interacting with the Earth's atmosphere, which forms the lights. The northern and southern lights can appear pink, blue, yellow, red, and purple. Auroras are the result of distributions in the Earth's magnetosphere caused by the solar winds. Major distributions trajectories of the changed particles in the magnetic plasma. These particles, mainly electrons and protons, proceed to the upper atmosphere. The resulting ionization of excitation of astronomic constitutions emit light of varying color and complexity. From the aurora occurring within bands around both polar regions is also dependent on the amount of electration impacted into the preceding particles. Most of the planets in the solar system, some natural satellites, brown dwarfs, and even comets also have hot auroras. Most auroras occur within the band known as the annual zone, which typically 3 to 6 degrees wide in latitude and between 10 to 6 degrees from the geometric poles. At all local times, most clearly seen at night against a dark sky, this region that currently displays the aurora is called the annual zone. A band displaced by the solar wind towards the night side of the Earth. Auroras at the North Pole itself are rare due to it being over the Arctic Ocean, while auroras on the South Pole itself are very common and guaranteed to be visible. Early evidence from a geometric connection comes from the statistics of annual observations. The southern counterpart, the Aurora Australis, or the Southern Lights, has features almost identical to the Aurora Borealis and changes simultaneously within charges of the northern annual zone. The Aurora Australis is visible from high southern latitudes in Antarctica, the Southern Cone, South Africa, Australasia, and exceptional circumstances as far north as Hungary. The Aurora Borealis is visible from areas in the Arctic such as Alaska, Canada, Iceland, Greenland, the Faroe Islands, Scandinavia, Scotland, and Russia. On rare occasions, the Aurora Borealis can be seen as far south as the Mediterranean and the southern states of the US. During the Carrington event, the greatest geometric storm ever observed, auroras were even seen in the tropics. A geometric storm causes the annual ovals, both north and south, to expand, bringing the aurora to lower latitudes. The inclinations of the distribution of aurora's annual oval is slightly different, being centred about 3 to 5 degrees nightward of the metric pole, so that auroral acres reach furthest towards the equator when magnetic pole in question between the observer and the sun. The aurora can be seen at the best of time, which is called magnetic midnight. Auroras seen within the annual zone may be directly overhead. From farther away, they illuminate the poleward horizon as a greenish glow, or sometimes as a faint red, as if the sun were rising from an unusual direction. Auroras also occur poleward of the annual zone as either diffuse patches or acres. Did you know that about every 11 years the sun, north and south poles swap places, which causes the auroras to be more active, or that some people can hear the northern lights? Now that's all from me. Time to hand our frilly pink microphone to our hosts.
Wow, it's always good to know new information. There were some big technical words there though. Do you agree, Petra?
Yeah, totally. Well, next we have Caitlin doing a report on what it would be like to live on Mars.
Hi everyone, as you heard, I'm Caitlin and I'm going to talk about possibilities of living on Mars. In the past, Mars used to look quite similar to Earth billions of years ago. There were certainly similarities between Mars and Earth. Furthermore, scientists believe that Mars once had a huge ocean. This ocean, experts believe, covered more of the planet's surface than Earth's own oceans do so currently. Moreover, Mars was much warmer in the past than it is currently. Most noteworthy, warm temperature and water are two major requirements for life to exist, so there's a high probability that previously there was life on Mars. Life on Earth can exist in the harshest of circumstances. Furthermore, life exists in the most extreme places on Earth. Moreover, life on Earth is available in the extremely hot and dry deserts. Also, life exists in the extremely cold Antarctica continent. Most noteworthy, this resilience of life gives plenty of hope about life on Mars. There are some ingredients for life that already exist on Mars. Biosignatures refer to the current and past life markers. Furthermore, scientists are scouring for the surface for them. Moreover, there has been an emergence of a few promising leads. An example is the presence of methane in Mars's atmosphere. Scientists believe have no idea where the methane is coming from. Therefore, a possibility arises that methane presence is due to the micro orbs existing deep below the planet's surface. Another important point is that no scratching of Mars's surface has taken place. Scientists have undertaken analysis of small pinches of soil. There may also have been failure to detect signs of life due to the faulty techniques. There may be quote-unquote refugee life deep below the planet's surface. Okay, so now that we know that our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren could live on Mars, but the thing is, to live on Mars, there will be great challenges. First of all, almost all plants and animals cannot survive the conditions on the surface of Mars. This is due to the extremely harsh conditions on the surface of Mars. Another major problem is the gravity of Mars. The gravity of Mars is 38% to that on Earth. Furthermore, low gravity can cause health problems like muscle loss and bone demineralization. The climate of Mars poses another significant problem. The temperature at Mars is much colder than Earth. That means surface temperatures of Mars range between negative 87 and negative 5 degrees Celsius. Also, the coldest temperature on Earth has been 89.2 degrees Celsius in Antarctica. Mars suffers from great scarcity of water. Water discovered on Mars is less than Earth's driest desert. Other problems include high penetration of harmful solar radiation due to the lack of ozone layer. Furthermore, global dust storms are common throughout Mars. Also, the soil of Mars is toxic due to the high concentration of chlorine. To sum it up, life on Mars is a topic that has generated a lot of curiosity among scientists and experts. Establishing life on Mars involves a lot of challenges. However, the hope and ambition for this purpose are well alive and present. Humanity must make serious efforts to establish life on Mars. That is all I have to talk about life on Mars. Let me give you a lot to our zestful hosts.
Thanks, Caitlin. I would love to have less gravity but not health problems. A lot of enthusiasm there.
Of course, but moving on from that, our next song is called Million Dollar Baby, picked by Cooper. Honestly, it's quite a bop, but before the song, we have William telling us about it.
Million Dollar Baby. Tommy Richmond is a 24-year-old singer and rapper. He made his number one hit, Million Dollar Baby, in April 26, 2024. Million Dollar Baby has blown up on TikTok. People have even made a dance to it.
Baby, do what I should, baby.
Song. I'm honestly not surprised out of all people you listen to it. Anyway, you are listening to 92.7 Hour FM LiveWires.
Next up on this podcast, we have Oscar telling us some hilarious jokes. Take it away, Oscar.
Hi, my name is Oscar and I'm doing jokes. Let's get into it. A blind man walks into a bar and a chair and a table. I want to die peacefully in my sleep like my grandpa, not screaming in terror like the people in his car. A guy shows up late for work and his boss says, "You should have been here at 8:30. He replies, "Why? What happened at 8:30? My mum told me that I had to stop acting like a flamingo, so I had to put my foot down. What would bears be without bees? Ears. Why do cows wear bells? Because their horns don't work. What did the triangle say to the circle? You're pointless. What do lawyers wear to court? Lawsuits. What's red and bad for your teeth? a brick. What did one wall say to the other? I'll meet you at the corner. That's it, back to you, hosts.
Wow, that was so funny. But it was only funny because it was unfunny.
Yeah, laughter is the best medicine. Anyways, next up we have William doing quiz. This will be interesting.
Hi, I'm William, and I have a quiz for everyone in this room. Which language has the most native speakers, English or Spanish?
English.
Spanish.
What?
What disease commonly spread on pirate ships?
Scurvy.
Correct. Who has won the most total Academy Awards?
Walt Disney.
What?
Yes. How many elements on the periodic table?
9.
100 and something.
118.
Close.
What game studio made Red Dead Redemption?
Huh?
Epic Games?
Rockstar Games.
Rockstar Games. What sports car manufactures the 911?
Porsche.
The 911?
Yes, it's Porsche. What company was initially called Blue Ribbon Sports?
Toyota.
Nike. Which planet has the most moons?
Jupiter.
Saturn.
Oh.
What is a group of pandas called? An embarrassment.
I was going to say bamboos.
How many bones do you have in your ear?
10.
Three.
Come on. That's all for today. Thank you.
Bye.
Interesting facts and new knowledge to put in my big brain.
Honestly, I had no idea what the answers were until William told us, but also fun.
Up next is the song. Oh, wait, what? Up next is the next song is. That doesn't make sense. I Can Talk. Picked by my lovely host right next to me. Take it away, William.
I Can Talk, Two Door Cinema, is an Irish band formed as a band in 2007. I Can Talk is a 2010 song from their album Tourist. Oh, hang on. From their album Tourist History. There's 3 members in the band.
Hey.
Honestly, the song is my favorite song, but I still love it. Anyways, next up we have Caitlin to Darken Moodle's podcast with spooky horror stories. So go grab some popcorn and listen to Caitlin tell some horror stories.
Hello again, everyone. As you know, I'm Caitlin. I'm back with some scary horror stories. Feel free to get comfy and try not to get scared. This first one is called The Backseat Killer. One night, a woman went out for drinks with her girlfriends. She left the bar fairly late that night, got in her car, and onto the deserted highway. After a few minutes, she noticed a lone pair of headlights in her rearview mirror approaching at a pace just slightly quicker than hers. As the car pulled up behind her, she glanced and saw the turn signal on. The car was going to pass, when suddenly it swerved back behind her, pulled up dangerously close to her tailgate, and the lights flashed. Now, she was getting nervous. The lights dimmed for a moment, and then the lights came back on, and the car behind her surged forward. The frightened woman struggled to keep her eyes on the road, and fought the urge to look at the car behind her. Her exit approached, but the car continued, flashing its lights periodically through every stoplight and turn. It followed her until she pulled into her driveway. She figured her only hope was to make a mad dash into the house and call the police. As she flew from her car, so did the driver of the car behind her, and he screamed, "Lock the door and call the police. Call 911. When the police arrived, the horrible truth was finally revealed to the woman. The man in the car had been trying to save her. As he pulled up behind her and his headlights illuminated her car, he saw the silhouette of a man with a butcher knife rising up from the back seat to try to stab her. So he flashed his lights and the figure crouched back down. The moral of the story, always check the back seat. You'll never know until you check. That one is just amazing, but the next one is most likely even scarier. This urban legend is about two best friends. We'll call them Olivia and Grace. So one night, Olivia wanted Grace to come over to her house for a sleepover because she was having some trouble sleeping. Grace said, "Of course, we are best friends." Olivia said, "Okay, I'll sleep on the couch downstairs and you sleep in my bed." A few hours later, Grace heard Olivia screaming in her sleep. Grace runs downstairs to see Olivia. She saw Olivia lying on the floor, moving around like she's escaping from somebody. She clutched at her neck like she's being choked. Grace shakes her shoulder and wakes her up. "What's wrong? Did you have a nightmare?" she inquired. Olivia looked scared, terrified, and said, "He came again." Grace said, "Who came again?" They both went upstairs to Olivia's bedroom. Olivia said, "Sit down, I have to tell you something." "Of course," answered Grace. Olivia told her that a few days ago, she and some of her friends were camping at a lake that is rumored to be haunted. In the early 1980s, a man was brutally murdered in that lake and drowned. To this day, people say that if you swim in that lake, the thing that killed the man will grab your legs and pull you down to the bottom and drown you. Her friends tease her, saying that she wouldn't swim in the lake. And bowing down to peer pressure, she jumped in and started swimming. In that lake, as she started back to shore, she felt somebody pull her leg down. She was freaking out. She then saw a man's face that was rotting. He came near her and whispered, "Did you kill me?" She passed out. Some of her friends saved her, and when she woke up, they asked, "We saw you were drowning. What happened?" She told them, but they didn't believe her. Ever since then, she's been having nightmares of the man dragging her and asking her if she killed him. Grace said, "It's just nightmares. Nothing will happen. It will be okay." Olivia wanted her to stay until the next night. Unfortunately, Grace had to leave to babysit her younger brother. And as she had to wait for her parents to come home, Grace said, "I'll come when my parents get home." Olivia said, "Okay, I'll wait for you." Grace babysat her brother and waited for her parents to get home, but they were later than usual. When they finally got home, she asked, "Why are you so late? I have to go to my friend's house." Because of the hour, her parents insisted she stay and go to bed. Olivia fell asleep waiting up for Grace and never woke up. The next day, Grace found that her friend died in her sleep. During her autopsy, they found 4 liters of water in her lungs. She drowned in her sleep. Urban myths. Maybe I'll pay more attention to local stories and avoid lakes for a while. This next one is called Clap Clap. Let's get into it. This one is about a couple who were lost in the mountains. They were hiking and the sun started to set. They were walking around for hours trying to figure out where to go. Wherever they go, the place looks the same because of the trees and plants. They didn't have a phone, map, or compass. Eventually, they came across a very old cabin. The windows were broken and the tiles of the roof were coming off. They knocked on the door, but nobody answered. Pushing the door, they discovered it was unlocked and went inside. There was some furniture, but it was old, dusty, and moldy. On the walls of the cabin, there was graffiti and red paint saying death. While creepy, they decided to spend the night in the cabin as they had nowhere else to go. They reasoned it was more dangerous in the woods outside at night. Eventually, they fell asleep and just after midnight woke up from a sound coming from outside. It sounded like someone was outside. Maybe the owner of the cabin. The husband went to the window and tried his best to see out. However, it was pitch black outside and the windows were dirty. He couldn't see a thing. He called out, "Is anybody there? If yes, clap once. If no, clap twice." Following a short silence, they heard a loud, only one. The husband and wife knew now that someone was out there. The wife said, "Keep asking questions. We need to know who is out there." After a moment's thought, the husband called out, "Are you the owner of the cabin? If yes, clap once. If no, clap twice." They heard, meaning no, it's not the owner. The husband thought again and asked, "Are you a man?" Came the answer. "Okay, so you're a woman then?" "No." "What does that mean? It's not a man or a woman?" The husband and wife look at each other and the man calls, "Did you come alone?" "How many people are with you? Clap once per person." 48 claps followed. The husband and wife didn't sleep the rest of the night. As the sun came up, they peeked out of the cabin and saw nobody. Was it ghosts? Nobody found the cabin after the couple returned home and told their tale, but they would always wonder if. I don't personally think that one was too scary, but if you find yourself lost in the woods, would you sleep in an abandoned cabin, or would you brave it out in the wilderness instead? That's all I've got for today. Now let me pass you guys on to our coquette hosts.
Caitlin, that really gave me shivers down my spine. Your horror stories are my favourite topic, but I'm a little traumatised.
Agreed. Those some good horror stories, Caitlin. They really did scare me and Emmy.
By the way, I know you've heard this a lot of times, but you are listening to 92.7 Arrow FM Live Wires.
Next up on this long podcast is Mesa and Cooper doing a view on a football player.
What's up?
I'm Winter.
And I'm Mason.
We're doing a football review with me and Mason, and we're talking about Garnacho.
I'm going to talk about Garnacho's stats.
And I'll do his backstory.
Garnacho has made 57 appearances, 10 goals, 28 wins, and 19 losses in his career. He first appeared in the 2021/22 season and was signed into Man U in 2023. His shots on target are 38 and only scored 10. Man, he really sucks. Anyways, that's done. Mine done. So take it, Winter.
Hi, I'm Winter, and today I'm talking to you about Garnacho's backstory. So let's start. Garnacho's full name is Ajiro Garnacho Ferreira. So now let's talk about where he was born. Garnacho was born 1st July 2004 in Madrid. He plays for the Argentinian football national team. In 2020, October, he joined Manchester United's Youth Academy. Before he joined Manchester United's Youth Academy, he played for Atletico Madrid. When he was in Manchester United, he won the FA Cup for Manchester United in 2021 for the FA for the Youth Academy, and he won the FA Cup for Manchester United in 2024 against Man City. He scored a goal, and I don't know how they managed to beat Manchester City. He joined the professional Manchester United in 2022, and in 2023 he made his first debut for Manchester United on 28 April 2023, replacing Anthony Elanga in the 91st minute with the 1-1 draw against Chelsea. I did about Garnacho because he is a good player and he plays for Manchester United, and that is my favourite team. When Manchester United played against Everton, Onana, the goalkeeper, did a great pass to Diogo Dalot. That is a defender. And Diogo Dalot crossed it into Garnacho, and man, Garnacho did a really good bicycle kick. Probably better than Ronaldo's when he played for Juventus. Before Ronaldo went to Al Nassr in Saudi Arabia, he made a new celebration, which it was hands together and looking up. And when Garnacho scored, he asked Ronaldo, the GOAT, if he could do his new celebration. Garnacho plays winger for Manchester United. Whoever's watching this, give us a thumbs up and have a great day. Bye-bye. Back to you, hosts.
Nice.
It was clean and well explained. Next, we have one of my favourite songs by Michael Jackson, of course. Take it away, William.
Fly Away is a song from Michael Jackson. Fly Away is from the album Bad, released in 1987. Growing up, Michael Jackson was brought up around music from being in the Jackson 5 for almost 20 years. Michael Jackson sadly died in 2009 at age 50 from a cardiac arrest caused from an overdose.
Our love's an ocean. Give me an ocean cause you know I'll never part. Our love goodbye. Our love in season. Give me a reason cause you know I'll never part. Our love goodbye. And together we'll fly. I'll give you my heart. Cause no place too far for us. We don't need it.
Stay.
Okay, now it's so close to the end of this long podcast. For our last and final topic, we have Matilda tell you some weird but true facts.
Hello, I'm Matilda and I'm doing fun facts. Now, I don't want to waste any more time. Let's get started. So first, I'm going to tell you that one woman grew her hair 3 times longer than she was tall. A pygmy shrew eats 1.3 times its body weight every day. In California, it's illegal to eat an orange in the bathtub. It takes a 61-centimeter nail file to keep an elephant's massive feet in shape. It's against the law in Kentucky to carry an ice cream cone in your pocket. There are more stars in the universe than there are grains of sand on Earth. There are 2 ATMs in Antarctica. Some sharks live in underwater volcanoes. Only 8% of the world's currency is cash. The rest is electronic. Some saltwater crocodiles can grow up to 6.7 metres tall. All the Scrabble tiles ever made could circle the Earth 8 times. Tug of war was once an Olympic sport. Bats are the only flying mammals. Tomatoes are a fruit, not a vegetable. Chihuahuas are the smallest dog breed. Snakes can smell with their tongue. Buzz Lightyear's original name was actually Luna Larry. A chicken once lived for 18 months without its head. Ketchup was once sold as a medicine. This one's a bit gross, but I kind of want to tell it anyway. And it's that an adult sheds enough dead skin that if you piled it up, it would weigh as much as a Siamese cat. Personally, my favourite fact is that Mona Lisa has no eyebrows. Snakes can predict earthquakes. Lego minifigures actually have the largest population on Earth. Astronauts can grow taller in space. There's a 50% chance that 2 people will share the same birthday in a room of just 23 people. Did you know that the Slinky was invented by accident? This is really weird, but I personally really like it. And did you know that astronauts have played golf on the moon? In the North Pole, the sun only rises once a year. Avocado is a berry. Broccoli is a flower. Tigers and pandas' skin match their fur. I know this one sounds mean, but it's actually true. And it's that jellyfish have no brains. There are no muscles in your fingers. Giraffes are 30 times more likely to get hit by lightning than people. Identical twins don't have the same fingerprints. Earth's rotation is changing speed. Your brain is constantly eating itself.
What?
Animals that lay eggs don't have belly buttons. Brenography is the physical disorder in which patients believe they are a crow. Camels have 3 eyelids. There's a McDonald's on every continent except Antarctica. Mosquitoes are attracted to people who just ate bananas. It will take 19 minutes to fall to the center of the Earth. The real name for a hashtag is an optophone. The longest English word is 18,009,819 letters long. The tiny pocket in your jeans is designed to store pocket watches. The moon is shrinking. Sharks don't have bones. Pizza has been delivered to the International Space Station. Australia is wider than the moon. Lemons float, but limes sink. Venus is the only planet to spin clockwise. No number before 1,000 contains the letter A. There were active volcanoes on the moon when the dinosaurs were alive. Sudan has more pyramids than any other country in the world. A sheep was the first animal to be cloned. Now that's all from me. Now I must hand our microphones to our hosts. Goodbye.
Okay, that made me a little uneasy.
Those are some interesting facts, Matilda. Bit unnerving, but still. We have finally made to the end of our long podcast on 92.7 RFM Livewires.
Well, that's the end. We had a good but stressful time preparing for this show, only because of the school holidays, though.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Bye.
Bye. Bye.